Welcome back to All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. You know, on Mondays, we like to share some good vibes. Listeners, we want to sort of start the week off on a good note. But today, we wanted to hear from you, your good vibes. Did you go to any of the Pride events this weekend? Or maybe you're out in Brooklyn. You checked out Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing 30th Anniversary Block Party in Bed-Stuy. Give us a call. Tell us about it. Our number is 212-433-9692. Our phone lines are open at 212-433-WNYC. I have to tell you, my pride story is we're having David Kale on tomorrow, and he has a show at the Public, and I needed to get to the Public Theater downtown, and I happened to cross 14th Street and 5th Avenue just as the front of the parade hit it. And as soon as I crossed the street, I heard this giant cheer go up, and everybody's cameras went up, and we realized that the parade had finally hit downtown, and it was just this most exciting, exhilarating moment. I couldn't believe I was in the right place at the right time. If you have any stories about Pride, give us a call, 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. Let's take a call from Jean, who's calling us from Manhattan. Hi, Jean. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hi, good afternoon. Yesterday, I'm an auxiliary police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And so yesterday I was marching at the Gay Pride with the NYPD. And, I'm not gay, but some of my auxiliary officer went to march and they need a supervisor. So for the past 5 years, I've been marching the Gay Pride. And it's such a joy. I mean, you know, the energy is so incredible. And you can feel the love, you know, coming to you. And it's always such a great experience. I've been marching many, many, many parades, you know, like the Puerto Rican, St. Patrick. But the Gay Pride is really special.
Jean, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. My friend Torin went to the Spike Lee Block Party, and he sent me this note. He said, it was like attending a huge family event with lots of love, music and dancing, and overall good vibes in the air. Spike Lee also gave a moment of silence to all the people who were in the film and no longer with us. The film still resonates today, 30 years later, and walking around Bed-Stuy on a hot summer day, I always think about Do the Right Thing. James from Queens was also out at Spike Lee's party. Hi, James. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Good. How was it?
Totally amazing. I'm a big fan of cinema. This film is one of those type of films that opened up eyes and is very relevant to the conditions of things still going on today, unfortunately. But as for the party itself, got there early before the DJs came on, and it filled up very, very quickly. And by the time Spike came out, the crowd was full of love, dancing, and it was just an amazing, amazing time. And there was a lot of historical references, like you said just before, about the making of the film. Spike also showed each corner, which the stage was in the center, where Sal's Pizza Place was, and where the Red Wall and this soliloquy of red brick. I'm trying to remember the exact thing. With the umbrella, when they were, the three brothers were just hanging out, talking about life and things like that. And of course, the Korean store, and it was just amazing.
Sounds like it was awesome.
And then, you mentioned earlier, Spike also gave reverence to those actors that are no longer among us, but also always in our hearts. And then, of course, he brought out one of the Central Park Five, or as they now mention, the exonerated ones, and, gave love there, too. So, I mean, it was just beautiful. It really was.
Thank you so much, James, for calling and sharing your stories. Our number is 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. Our Good Vibes segment today, we're talking about all the good vibes from the Pride Parade, as well as from Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing party. It was a busy weekend in New York. Let's go to Rena. Hey, Rena.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. We went to the Pride Parade, and I made a sign for me and my boyfriend, and mine said free mom hugs, and his said free dad hugs. And we got on the subway, and people were hugging us, and then we got off of Christopher Street, and people were hugging us, and one young man hugged my boyfriend and said, my dad was a jerk. Thank you so much. And, you know, people were crying. It was so moving that we both went home and just fell asleep.
This is all of it on WNYC. We're talking about all the good vibes that are coming from the Pride Parade. I'm talking to Lori from Chelsea, who is offering free hugs. I'm sorry, Rena from New York.
Rena,
you were offering free hugs. So,
it was
Rena,
amazing.
Overall, if you had to describe the day to somebody in a couple of adjectives, how would you describe it?
Expansive, welcoming, inclusive, open, freedom, creative, loving, kind, spectacular. It was spectacular.
Rena, thank you so much for calling. Lady Gaga made an appearance at Stonewall about Pride, and she wanted to talk about fighting for people's rights and that the older generation began. So let's take a little listen to tape from Gaga, who showed up at Stonewall.
I look at the older generation and how you have fought to create a safe, more tolerant space for our youth. It used to be unheard of to even come out of the closet or be expected in any way to declare who you are. But now, children at very young ages are saying, "Mommy or Daddy, I'm gay. I'm a lesbian. Mommy or Daddy, I'm bi." They're saying, "Mommy or Daddy, I'm not a girl, I'm a boy." They're saying, "I'm not a boy, I'm a girl." They are telling their friends how to identify and speak to them. Many, but not all, of course, are aware of their ability to discover and name their own sexual identities, their own gender identities. They are finding themselves, and they are not as afraid. And you did that. You created that space.
That was Lady Gaga addressing people at Stonewall. Let's slide in one more good vibe call. This is Willa, who's calling us from Buffalo. Hi, Willa. Willa, are you there?
I am.
Hi.
So I had just immigrated from Canada to New York City to do graduate work in visual arts. And the town, the city, was full of artists everywhere, full of possibility. And we met a young actress who was acting in Do the Right Thing and said, "Hey, come to the showing." And we did. And that was our introduction to New York.
That is a great, great story. Willa, thank you so much for calling in. And thanks for everybody for sharing your good vibes on this Monday. Come up next, we're talking about the summer's best books to read, vacation, on your commute, at home, wherever. Culture writer Myers Kreitzman joins us with her recommendations. More after the break. Stay with us.